Iran, which in the last weeks has been the scene of ardent student protests, cracked down on student leaders today. It arrested at least 5 student leaders and said that no more public demonstrations will be allowed. We turn to the BBC's Jim Muir in Tehran to find out more about these developments and the man whose death sentence the protests are about, academic reformist Hashim Agajari.
He's one of the leading elements in a thing called the Islamic Revolution Mujahideen organization, which is one of the more militant of the reformist factions. So he's a member of the kind of old guard. He was actually in the war with Iraq in the 1980s. He lost a leg in that war, so he's regarded as what they call a janbaz, a living martyr. And one of his brothers is actually a dead martyr. He gave his life in that war. So that is one reason why this death sentence has caused such outrage and has really embarrassed the conservatives as well. Outraging reformists and students.
What was it in Mr. Agajari's speech in the village of Hamadan that incurred the wrath of the hardliners?
Essentially, he was kind of calling for an Islamic Protestantism. He was calling for reform within the Islamic clerical structure, and he was telling people what really got up the nose, as it were, of the hardliners was that he told Muslims that they shouldn't simply ape the edicts of their religious leaders uncritically, and he did actually say, follow them like monkeys, and that was the phrase that really caught the attention of the hardline right-wingers and got them to say this man is an apostate, he is a blasphemer, and he should die.
How tense has the mood in Tehran become? Are these protests confined mostly to the universities, or do you think that, in a way, the students are speaking for the greater population?
I think they are speaking for the greater population, which is largely passive, and they're certainly speaking for the bulk of the reform movement. The protests, as such, have been confined to campuses, and they've been actually relatively small, and the biggest has been just a few thousand, maybe maximum 4,000 or 5,000 out of the whole student population of Tehran, mainly speeches, applause, and so on, some sloganeering, which may be what's got these student leaders into trouble, but nothing on the streets, nothing to compare with what happened 3 years ago when there were large crowds on the streets, smashing shops, setting fire to buses and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And of course, at that time, some of the student leaders were killed and some of those same leaders are still in jail. Hasn't the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, said that he would now reconsider Mr. Agajari's death sentence?
Well, the supreme leader actually stepped in 9 or 10 days ago and ordered the judiciary to review the case. Most recently, the prosecutor general, the attorney general, has said that there will only, in fact, be a review if Agajari himself lodges an appeal, something that he's refused to do because that would mean recognizing his sentence. So there has been this intervention, but it's kind of hanging in the balance.
Where do you think this leaves the protest and reformist movement? An exiled Iranian academic wrote me today that the students in Tehran are doing us proud. I'm quoting this person. Despite the repression inside and indifference outside the country, although I'm getting more worried about the outcome. That's the end of her quote. Where do you think that things are leading?
I have to say that this crisis over Agajari comes against the background of very strong political tension because the reformists feel that their time is running out. Their leader or their symbolic leader, President Khatami, has put 2 very important bills before the parliament, which is dominated by his supporters, which he hopes would break the logjam. The problem for the reformists is they've got very little to show for 5 years in power or more, both in the Majlis, the parliament, and the presidency. So they're trying to break that logjam. The hardliners have ways of stopping that. So things are kind of coming to a head. And that is the background against which this case is being played out. We're moving into uncharted waters. The reform movement is fairly divided. It's fairly demoralized. And if those bills are spiked, some of them may well walk out of office, leaving the right wing in a kind of very exposed position where perhaps American charges about being part of the axis of evil and so on might start to stick a little more than they are at the moment. So it is very critical. The coming months are going to see perhaps a denouement of the whole struggle between reformists and hardliners. But I have to say the regime has got a remarkable ability at the last minute to pull back from the brink and find just enough elasticity to keep going.
Jim Muir, thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
The BBC's Jim Muir speaking to us from Tehran.